GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Big doings at the Elm in Waterville on New Year's Eve. The Al Corey Big Band performing a New Year's Eve celebration concert, live music, dancing, heavy appetizers. Not sure what that means.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that the
with your legs.
The servers, yeah.
Yeah.
Clock on your core. Heavy appetizers, dessert from Amici's Cunici, a cash bar and a champagne toast. The 10th person to send us an email into the McLaughlin Seafood Inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com.
You've got mail.
Again, 10th person to send us an email that says, Happy New Year. You'll win two tickets to the big event at the Elm on New Year's Eve. And we'll also give away to the 10th texter into the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT. You got to text us Happy New Year. And we'll set you up with a pair of tickets to this big event at the Elm in Waterville. On New Year's Eve, the Al Corey Big Band, they're going to play.
Are we so uninteresting that we have to use promotions to get people to call in?
Yep.
I thought we were pretty engaging.
Here's a text message to you guys. My iPhone does predictive navigation. I stop at the same gas station every morning, and it started giving me directions as I leave my driveway. And I have never plotted the address into my phone.
It's there, baby.
That's what they do. This person wants to know, is a battery replacement in an iPhone 6S Plus worth it?
I would need a few more variables, but generally, yes.
I would say if the phone is in otherwise good condition, yes.
Yeah. I mean, because it's, I mean, with us, I don't mind giving the price. It's $60, at least with me, and you're in the ballpark of that.
Yep.
When you consider that relative to the cost of replacement, then it makes sense, and it can keep you going for another year or two. Plus, the iPhone 6S Plus still takes the most recent iOS update, so you should have full compatibility with your apps. The only caveat I would say that if you have a 16-gigabyte phone, a lot of people think it might be worth just moving on from that because it's so crippling to only have that much space on your phone, but still, I think it's a good deal.
Yeah, unless you're looking for an excuse to upgrade, then no. You definitely don't want to fix that.
Right?
Right. It's like I tell my customers one more thing. Is like, would you get a new car just because your car needed a new battery? Well, in most cases,
some
not.
Some people would.
Yeah. I don't have
When I bought this phone, they put a card in. I've got an incredible amount of storage available in this phone. I could put probably 6 movies in here, I guess. I don't know.
Wait. Yeah, if you do pictures and videos or music, they take up a lot of space. So
he downloads them here.
No, actually, I don't. But
the ones on your iPad you download here.
No, I don't watch it. Everything that I would download, I can get live.
To throw this media legend under
only
the bus.
Only when I'm flying. I might want a movie while I'm, so I can ignore who's sitting next to me.
Exactly.
This person writes to us another battery
He's
question.
Honest.
I have an LG G8. I keep getting error message, UI system not responding. And the options are wait or close the app. Help.
I would upgrade.
I would have to look that one up.
I have no idea.
When you say upgrade,
I'm just kidding. I don't know. I just said that to try to be funny.
What he means is get an iPhone because we fix iPhones.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that phone. I'm not familiar with that problem. It's something I'd have to
Sorry, we can't help you on that one, caller. Yeah. By the way, the person with the asking about the iPhone 6S Plus worth the battery change, the person writes back, the phone is in excellent condition, always been in a cover, and I am old. They write, and I am old.
Then, yeah, I would say keep it going. I mean, I'm an old guy who likes to keep old things going. I'm using a 6S myself, and I've put a new battery in mine, and I keep it on truck. And to me, they're tools. If they're doing the job you want them to do, why throw them away?
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't, go ahead.
You know, there are people who are Ford people, Chevy people, and they, they just swear by Buick people, whatever. There are people who are doing the same thing with, I'm a Samsung guy or I'm an iPhone guy. I never have that kind of product. I suppose I should. If I ask either one of you two experts, what's the best smartphone on the market?
Well, see, the only smartphone I've ever personally owned is an iPhone. So when it comes to computers, I'm not brand specific at all. I've seen every one of them break, and I try to fix them all. If you ask me what computer to get, I'm going to talk more about what do you do with the computer?
Right.
If you type a lot, it's going to be about the keyboard. If you want to watch movies, do you want a DVD player in there? It's not about the brand at all to me.
If you play solitaire.
Yep. No, I agree. There's not a one-size-fits-all answer for that.
I do like a phone who has a good camera. Now, this particular phone has a great camera. I understand the new iPhone, whatever, 11, 12, whatever heck is out there now, has a spectacular camera.
Yeah, they're all chasing each other, leapfrogging each other. You know, the camera, how fast is the phone? You know, what will it do? My dad always used to make the joke that he'll watch these TV commercials for these phones. He said, they never talk about making a phone call on these things anymore.
No, right? When's the last time you used your phone as an actual phone? This person writes, I'm a Motorola girl, but I can't get a good one now. I miss Motorolas.
Huh. I didn't know they stopped making them. Right. I still fix Motorolas once in a while.
This person writes, Samsung S6, can I plug it into my TV to watch movies?
I would think so with the right adapter.
My answer is I don't know but there are means around that. Like if you had a Google Chromecast, which is a little dongle that you can get for like $30 or $40 to hook into your TV, you could transmit it through your home network that way, which is what we do at the house. So there more one ways to skin a cat. PETA going to get after me for saying that, but there's a lot of different ways to do it. I don't know about a physical adapter or not, but...
Stephen writes to us on this. Oftentimes, if he's having a G8 issue, he will clear the cache partition or a soft reset, and that often makes the magic. How often should you, for those that don't know, can one of you just clearly and briefly explain what is the cache?
That's clearing the apps that you've been running. I'll talk about iPhones because that's what I use. On an iPhone... The older ones, when you have a home button, you double tap the home button and you can slide. All those apps are going to appear. You slide them up off the screen. The newer iPhones, you swipe up from the left-hand bottom corner. It'll show you the apps that are still floating out there in memory. You slide them up and get rid of them. And then I won't describe a hard reboot on an iPhone because they change it all the time on which model you have, but you can reboot your phone. Now, I'm sure the same is true with LGs and Samsungs. You're just clearing the memory, and often if an app is acting up on you, just clearing them out of memory will smarten them up.
And I've had customers be instructed to, and then restoring their devices, actually wiping it, you know, backing everything up in the cloud and then wiping it because they've been told that. Because if you look at the way your local space breakdown is for how it uses your gigabytes, sometimes it's like a gray area of undefined, and a lot of times that's that cache, and it'll clear that out if you restore things. But don't be quick to restore that if you don't know what you're doing, because you might get rid of stuff that you can't get back.
The new iPhone 11 Pro, $1,000.
Yeah,
for the phone.
So we're all gonna have to pull our resources.
Near as I can tell, just to jump into that for a split second. Near as I can tell, the iPhone 11 and the Pro. I don't see $300 difference in what they have. The Pro has the, the really super close-up camera. Other than that, they're very similar, those two.
They have deep fusion.
Ooh, I didn't know about that.
I thought that was a kind of massage or
they
something.
They have deep fusion.
Sounds kind of nice.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know how much. The shoulder blades.
But isn't that true? I mean, let me ask you this. You ever see, and not to take anything away from anyone, okay, I wear an iWatch, okay, but you see people that wear really fancy, expensive watches? Time is already all around you. Mm. You probably have it on your phone. You have it on your car. You have it on every computer that's in front of you. You don't need a big, fancy watch. You want one, though, because it's a status symbol. So sometimes all of these new gadgets that do all these fancy things or have a wonderful name, like what was it? Deep infusion? What was it called?
Deep fusion.
Deep confusion. Confusion. You want it just because they make it seem really attractive to you.
That, you know, there could be some argument that we don't want all of what else comes along with, let's say, I can get my time on my iPhone, but I don't want to have the notifications lit up. So if I put it in the other room and I have a watch on at night, let's say. I can still know what time it is, but not feel tempted to play Candy Crush Saga at 2 in the morning when I get up to go to the bathroom. It's not a one-size-fits-all sort of a thing.
Well, Rick is absolutely right. I just glanced. Even here in the studio, I have three. It's 844.
Well, yeah, look around my kitchen. How many clocks you're going to see between the microwave and the stove? And
yeah, let the power go out. How many things do you have to reset?
Exactly.
The computer geeks, Chris, and I don't think we're going to get to talk to you guys until the new year. Yeah. So we will wish you a joyous Noel right now, a very Merry Christmas. We hope you enjoy time with family and friends. Let me ask Chris Quimby, do you have a special service on Christmas Eve?
We do, in fact. Thank you for mentioning that.
That's called a softball in which you have an opportunity to plug it, by the way. That's what that's called.
Yeah, we don't have enough room for other people to come. No, Harmony Bible Church, I preach in South Thomaston, and we have a Christmas Eve service that starts at 6 o'clock, and we'd love to have anybody. Only a couple times times a year when a lot of people come to church, and this might be one of them. So
C&Es, right?
Yep. Yeah, right.
The C&E people.
Yeah, we'd be glad to see you. It's a very loving, small country church. Mm-hmm. 337 Spruce Head Road in South Thomaston, Maine.
And Chris Downs, how do you plan on celebrating the joyous Noel?
Oh, with family. We're going down to Massachusetts. And I'll just throw out this little holiday suggestion.
Yes.
Unprovoked. Have your young people talk to your old people. Mm. Unless those old people are politicians.
The phone down is what you're saying.
I miss the ability to talk to my dad and my mom and having them tell stories of the past. George is a young man, but I'm sure he's got a lot of stories from things that we'll never see again. Mm. So just, talk to your old people.
Jeez, he doesn't say much, but when he talks.
You know what would be kind of good? Why don't you take one of those smart devices that we're talking about, set it up, and sit down and video yourself talking to that person.
Yep,
and get that memory.
Idea. Yep.
And keep that. That's something worth storage. Mm-hmm. We're back in a moment with more. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show on the Voice of Maine. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.